This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every time we turn around, another shoe drops from this centipede. And we need to examine all of the aspects of it, President Trump's priorities and the other priorities that many of us believe exist.
He is not stopping me from beating up on Russia. He's not stopping me from talking about the pressure that China needs to be putting on North Korea. He's not stopping me on how we're working together to defeat ISIS.
That would be Nikki Haley, and before that from the UN, the U.S. ambassador, and before that, Senator John McCain, the reaction to all the Russia conversation that is going on nonstop, as I mentioned many, many times here on America Tonight, folks. We're going to be talking about Russia for a very long time, and whether or not the Trump administration had its fingers involved and intertwined with Russia, vice versa, affected the elections, and anything else that comes down the pike. How are you, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we step into yet another week of controversy, fun, and flat-out amazement at some of what is going on in this country. I like to say this is about the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. Big shout-out right at the top of the show to Ellen Ratner. She wrote a book called Loving What You Do. Thanks, Ellen. You've heard her here on the show many, many, many times for the past 5 years, along with Justin Duckham and some others from her news organization, Talk Media News. They're all over Washington, D.C. She mentioned me in her book, Loving What You Do, and I thank her for that. That was a nice shout out to me, as I said, talking about the elements of a great working life and knowing the difference between people who really like what they do and people who really don't like what they do. I think there's some people in D.C. that are kind of iffy on what they're doing. So here's what's interesting. A Russian spokesperson is suggesting a meeting between Trump and Putin. Now, I don't know, if you're the White House, do you take that meeting or not? As part of the Sunday Swirl, George Stephanopoulos served that up and said that there a meeting here. So Dmitry Peskov, who is the spokesperson for Putin, said that the meeting would give the two leaders, you know, the opportunity to get a better relationship going. If the two presidents meet each other, if they exchange views, and if they decide they want to reestablish a dialogue, there'd be a better chance for relations to get better. I think that was part of the idea for Donald Trump heading into the election, that he was going to have that relationship with Putin. However, the suggestion comes at a really bad time. With all these nations in the U.S. involving claims of involvement by the Russian government in the 2016 presidential election and these charges of collusion between Trump and the Russian officials, I'm going to say if it's me and I have his ear, I would say no. Don't take the meeting right now with Putin. It makes no sense because they're too deep in, we're too deep into this thing to say, okay, just do it and don't worry about how it appears. It just wouldn't make any sense. So very doubtful that it'll at this point, although I think really was the idea. Now, Russia is saying, you know, there's some absurd things going on, including Russia slamming the U.S. over the absurd response to the Mosul civilian deaths. So Russia's Ministry of Defense issued a statement Sunday that really pretty much slammed our guys for comments about this coalition's possible role in all those 100 people who died in Mosul last month. The ministry statement references the coalition spokesperson specifically in the comments from last week, Colonel Joseph Skoroka's comments were when he told reporters ISIS is smuggling civilians into buildings so we won't see them, and then trying to bait the coalition to attack. Skoroka, is his name, said the coalition had observed the new ISIS tactic, of course, on video surveillance, but the U.S. hadn't released the footage. So the Russians are saying why the U.S. military is now only revealing ISIS with this kind of a tactic, and asked why the coalition proceeded with the strike despite knowing about it. So they're saying, first, what are the motives of the American command putting the veil of confidentiality and keeping secret the crimes of terrorists from the international community? Second, why did the U.S.-led coalition having this information make strikes with their smart bombs on buildings with civilians, dooming them to death? So now there's an expanded investigation. That's not a surprise. Of course that's going to happen. And following this criticism from Russia and the heavy deaths because of the strike, our strike, a U.S. airstrike, back on March 17th, of course they're digging into this even deeper. A U.S. team visited the site on that day and determined that there was evidence that the strike hit a house where the people were located. And think about it, 229 people have died in the airstrikes since 2014, right? Since 2014. So there we go. That's what we're talking about. Russia and the what they say is absurd response to the civilian deaths. So I think there's just too much going on with Russia. They're flinging mud in one direction, and then there's the problem of the investigations. So this is so far all over the map that it makes no sense to try to push this all together. Now, John McCain, who you heard at the beginning, said Trump's comparison of Putin's Russia to the U.S. is simply appalling. He says it's ridiculous. Why are we even doing that? Why are we making a comparison in the first place? He says, you know, what we need to do is stop this whole comparison thing. I think it's pretty clear there's a difference. We aren't killers. That's not who we are. And so McCain really is pointing out that when you look at Vladimir Putin, his leadership, all the human rights abuses, how would you want to compare them to us in any way? Like even pointing out Reagan, he says Reagan spoke out for the captive nations. He spoke out for the people that were behind the Iron Curtain. He's the one who did that. And after the Iron Curtain fell, there were thousands who said, I heard Ronald Reagan. I listened to the Voice of America. I listened to Radio Free Europe. He gave us hope. So there is he's right about that. There is a big difference between trying to make that comparison, and then you look at Ronald Reagan. I mean, yeah, obviously. And I'm sorry. No matter what we think about the Russian relations, I mean, really? Putin is a killing machine. Come on. And we all know that. It doesn't matter what your stripe is. Red, blue, in between. Yeah. Really, would you really trust the Russians 100%? Of course not. To have better relations? What about that, what was that saying about keeping your enemies close and keeping your friends even closer? Want to throw in your 2 cents? You always can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Show a little bit of odds and ends for you. Talking about Russia, Russia relations with Russia, whether or not there should be a meeting between Trump and Putin, and looking back at the Iron Curtain days and what happened with Ronald Reagan and that kind of thing, and comparisons to the past and comparisons to what the Russian leader now is like versus past leadership, you know. I mean, let's put it this way. I spent some time with a guy who, two guys who were basketball players in Russia a couple of years ago, and maybe it was, I'm going to say it was 4 years ago, and I can remember having this conversation. Did you like playing in Russia? Yes, because I barely made it into pro basketball. And then when I was there for just a short amount of time, I was asked to play in Russia, and I was paid a whole bunch of money. This was one of the guys that we were with, actually, in a place called Turks and Caicos, and it was so eye-opening to me because what he said was Russia was so scary, so unbelievably scary, controlled by tons of, you know, a handful of, I shouldn't say tons, but a handful of billionaires, that, and those billionaires had tons of bodyguards, that he was making awesome money. They had 5 locked doors. So first 2 doors to get into the building where he lived. Like I'm saying, solid locked doors, because people would try to trail them. And a lot of times they did get in. So then once they got up to their place, they had 2 other locked doors meaning you get in, it's a locked door, you get in, it's a locked, it's, you know, a series of doors, almost like a spy movie, because it was that frightening that you needed that much protection from who could fly in the door following you to have you give them X amount of money. Otherwise, they're going to try to kidnap you, kill you, you know, whatever. And eventually, what both of them told me was they didn't, they stayed as long as they could, and then they got out of there and didn't look back because it was so frightening. It was so scary. I do not believe it has changed that much based on some of the conversations I've had. Look, we've had people on this show who have talked about being in Russia and the things that you can see when you're in Russia. And I get it. I think now is not that time. I think the tensions are so incredibly high at this point. And with the uncertainty period shaken beneath all of our feet, I think it's the last place you want to be. So in the relationship department, when I made the comment about keeping your enemies close and your friends even closer, that's the truth. So would the Trump administration want to necessarily alienate Putin? No. At this time, would they want to have some big sit-down with Putin? Not in the middle of this investigation, no matter whatever happens after that, a couple of investigations. But I would say that there is no question you don't want to completely have nothing eventually happening there. I mean, unless you can absolutely prove X, Y, Z, this happened, that happened, and you can, you know, pin it on the Russians. Lately, I've been hearing this creep into the conversation, that lookout for World War III. And boy, let me tell you, I sure hope that I don't live to see that day. I sure hope that we are not in any way, shape, or form bound for another world war. You know, I was just reading in the Daily Express, and I was looking at the Daily Star and the Independent and what they were saying about the potential of World War III, that the prospect of a global conflict, what some are labeling World War III, appears unthinkable. But if we look at the hypotheticals and the potential, yeah, maybe it's not that far-fetched. Now, the Daily Star, they're going to whip up any controversy they can. I mean, I'll give them that. That's their deal. That's what they do. So their theory of why World War III could be around the corner is because they're saying World War III fears are definitely up there with NATO preparing for direct military confrontation with Vladimir Putin. So we're talking about the potential of some sit down with the president and Putin. And meanwhile, you've got tension between Putin and NATO leaders that are continuing to rise because of Eastern Europe. So NATO supposedly is running specific drills to prepare for a Russian attack. They're doing it in Bavaria. And there's been advertisements for jobs recently that have been on Berlin's official website for Russian-speaking extras to take part in military extras for the U.S. Army. I don't know. So what does that mean? Is the unthinkable closer than we think? You know, it's interesting, and this is role-playing, but the ads are offering anywhere from 88 to 120 euros to play a local person in Russian villages during the training drills that are being held at the end of April and through May 15th. And that they really needed these extras so that it would feel real, so it would feel like there was that conflict that was happening, so the scenario was unfolding, and what would the reaction be to that. So NATO has increased military presence in Eastern Europe. We know that because there are, yes, some threats. There have been soldiers that have been deployed to Estonia after a report claimed that Putin could overrun Eastern Europe in only 60 hours, which, wow, that's pretty incredible. 60 hours, that's it. So I guess my question is, we ponder what happens in the future, looking into the crystal ball. How fearful are you? And send me your thoughts at americatonight.net or call me. Jump on the digits. How fearful, seriously, are you of a World War III? Do you think in your lifetime, and of course we don't know what our lifespan will be, but let's just pretend, you know, in your lifetime, do you think that we will see that Third World War? I can tell you this. I hope not. Because that means carnage. That means struggle. That means some unbelievable weaponry could affect us all permanently because of the kind of war at this point. If you look back at World War II and now you move further ahead to what this war would look like, that is, to me, frightening. I mean, seriously, it's, to me, it would be horrific. That's the last thing that we want. Oh, it's the last thing that we want. And it's interesting because of the amount of traffic, of conversation, of surveillance, looking out at what's happening in Europe, seeing what's going on, trying to pick sides. Yeah, there's some shaky feelings and unsteady earth all around us. And that's not fear-mongering. You know, that just is. You can feel that shift. You can feel that tide changing. And others who have traveled abroad a little bit more are saying that's exactly how they feel. That you can see that there is a little bit of a difference in traveling and in what is happening in other places in the world, worried about the possibility of something starting up with Russia. So I say World War III, I hope that possibility on a scale of 1 to 10 is in the very low numbers. And yes, there is the activity that's happening, the in-case drills, and the placement in certain areas of soldiers and weapons and whatnot. But boy, I hope we never see that happen. I certainly hope I never see it in my lifetime. When we come back, we're going to hit the mailbag here on America Tonight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Favorite time, because it's about you and the tall guy in the back from Rome, New York. A big shout out to all the people, the new people who are really reaching out. I love our affiliates and I love the listeners. I really do. And I thank you for pointing out when you're new, hey, I listened and you said this and I thought it was great, or you said this and I disagree. And you know what? It's all about the connection. Agree, disagree, or find something interesting. Always give us that heads up. And, of course, in Rome, New York, WKAL 1450 AM, that's where you can hear us. Good people up there. Bob, who keeps that station on the air, right? That's the most important job at a radio station of any sort. Always, in all my travels, New York, Dallas, Santa Barbara, one of my first jobs ever in radio. Oh, I love that station. Engineers, they were my buddies, because if you can't, you know, you can't stay on the air, you're in serious trouble. And of course, at the mothership, we have George and the crew there that keep things really working. It's a miracle what they do. Seriously. Somebody asked me one time, can you explain how it works? I'm like, well, do you have like 4 or 5 days? Can you take me out to a tower? On that note, let's turn to this one from West, who says, Kate, I've been listening to you since you've been on the air here in Rome. And I have to say, even sometimes when I don't agree with what you say, I like the way you say that. It might sound absurd, but your explanations to me make sense, I suppose. I think you're kind of a calming influence instead of screaming over top of everybody when you get those calls or just hammering out the same old, same old. So keep it up, girl, and that network will be lucky to keep you. Well, thank you for saying that, and I'm glad that you are on board and listening to the show. All right, how about this one? This one comes from Michael. Katie, did you see what happened with the whole Sean Spicer thing the other day with the reporter shaking her head and then he called her out? And, I mean, I have to say, I think Sean Spicer is so out of his element. But in a way, who cares who the puppet is in any administration when they're answering questions from the dogged press? So apparently, the woman who's the Washington bureau chief for AUR Radio had a pretty close seat, and you could see her. Spicer had cut off her questions and stopped her because apparently he said it was an inappropriate shake of her head. Did you happen to know anything more about that? Yeah, her name is April Ryan. I looked at it because, of course, everybody's talking about it. And she said she was just appalled at the way Spicer, what happened is she was asked about this. And she said that she said that people have come at her in all sorts of ways. So she, you know, she doesn't even pay attention to it. You know, it's, you know, at all, but there's whatever's going on. She said this is, she's used to that. In other words, she said, you know, that's what the deal is. You know, what's weird is that, she asked how the administration planned to revamp its image in light of the reports about suspicious ties with Russia. That's what she asked. And then he said, it seems like you're hell bent on trying to make sure that whatever image you want to tell about this White House stays. And he said, you're asking me a question. I'm going to answer it. And he said, I'm sorry. Please stop shaking your head again. So it's crazy. Oh, it's crazy. And Twitter exploded with this. This is how I found out about it. There was a hashtag that said Black Women at Work, and it trended on Twitter. And it had a couple of different links to a couple of different people. So this reporter says it's maybe energizing, but it's unsettling that she said, great that I got these supportive comments from people and celebrities on the Twitter feed, but also some brutal replies. But she said that's just a byproduct of the the job. You know, that's just what happens when you're in this position. So it's not, and you know, here's the thing. She even said it's not the first time that that's happened. Look, so during Barack Obama's years, the first press secretary, Robert Gibbs, once tried to cut her off with questions about a botched state dinner by instructing her to calm down. And he said, you know, this happens with my son. He does the same thing. So that was circulated all over the place. So regardless, I mean, look, that's just that whole thing between whoever the press secretary is, whoever the White House spokesperson, press secretary, is standing there answering the questions in the daily briefing. It's the back and forth of what am I going to tell you and what are you going to try to get out of me? And it was a funny exchange, though. It was funny that she was shaking her head and that especially that he went crazy about it and mentioned the thing about her shaking her head. He does seem wound very, very tight. But, of course, I'm sure there's like a debriefing after you get out of the daily briefing. So if I'm the person in front of the reporters or you're the person or whoever it is, you're answering the questions, whatever the questions are. And if you get kneecapped, let's say, a few times, or you don't, or whatever happens, I guarantee that there, afterwards, there's discussion about how you handled questions. And I'm sure the sensitivity is through the ceiling on that with anyone who's in that position. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, on the lighter side, because I know you do the cheap movie review, did you hear about the idea of a Batgirl film? Do you know that they're going to do a Batgirl film? I did hear about that. The guy, Joss Whedon, who was the Buffy the Vampire Slayer creator, is going to direct a film about Batgirl, yes. So, you know, superheroes, the comics, the DC comics, Marvel, all that, they're so popular. And Wonder Woman is coming out, I want to say in the beginning of June. I think they're testing the waters with female characters, as far as the comics are concerned. So Batgirl would be the next. I wonder who would play Batgirl. I mean, I have absolutely no idea who that would, who that would be. I don't know. I haven't even heard any rumors about this. I can't help you with who fills those shoes. I mean, there's a slew of young actresses they could go to that are pretty popular. Could be maybe Jennifer Lawrence, who played Katniss Everdeen in all those Mockingbird films. But if she's too identified with that, she might not be the right person. I have no clue. I'm going to see if I can find out who's on that short list just for you. See if that, we're all over the map with these today, aren't we? I love it when email is like that. All right, let's see. Let's go to another one. How about this one? This is from Joe. Kate, South Carolina beating Mississippi State to win the title game for the women. Pretty exciting for South Carolina. Mississippi State had that buzzer beater to get into the finals. What a crazy finish for them. What do you think happens with the men, North Carolina or Gonzaga? Well, North Carolina is favored by 1.5. I'm going to say North Carolina. I like their rebounding. I think they have bigger bodies. But, boy, if Gonzaga were to win it, boy, the West Coast would explode. And for all of you listening in Spokane, I'm cheering on the Zags. So if you ask my so-called expert opinion, for a few reasons, a little bit of the advantage goes to North Carolina, but hey, Gonzaga could pull it out. Who knows? South Carolina's coach, Dawn Staley, celebrating after the Gamecocks win over Mississippi State in the championship. That was huge. Confetti raining down in Dallas, Texas. 67-55 win over Mississippi State. So a big opportunity. Big opportunity for South Carolina. And they almost had that same opportunity with the men, by the way. And when you look at women's basketball, playing in college, playing professionally, and as an Olympian, Dawn Staley was a force to be reckoned with. And now here she gets this chance to coach and at South Carolina, and look at what she's done. The unbelievable, unthinkable winning, beating the Bulldogs, and rocking, I think, a lot of people's worlds. And good for them, for sure. All right, one more quick one. This one from Eric. Kate, when you look around at what happened in Colombia, how scary is that to you when you think of mudslides and what can happen with torrential rains? Are you kidding? I always talk about Mother Nature and how awful Mother Nature is. Sometimes the wicked curveball that we're all dealt. I'm going to talk about Colombia and, sadly, the loss of life and what happened there. Coming back in just a few. Thanks for all those emails. Keep them coming, AmericaTonight.net.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
After 70 years, so what he goes there for is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and fade. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
America tonight. Sad what's going on in Colombia. You know, this has happened before, but boy, looking at these results, oh my gosh, just scores of people called in Colombia, killed rather, in Colombia's Moca area. I have a friend from Colombia, and I sent her, I have two friends actually from Colombia, I sent them both texts. They live in the United States, and asked if their families were okay, and they were. They live in other places, Medellin, etc. But just an avalanche of water from a bunch of different rivers, and this is what happens, overflowed and went through this small city in Colombia while people were sleeping over the weekend. So they were unaware. Homes were swept away. Cars were swept away. 210 people, unsuspecting people, died. This heavy rainstorm happened about midnight. You got about, you know, it's a small little area of about 40,000 tucked in, as they describe it, between mountains near the southern border with Ecuador. So muddy water surged through the streets, toppled homes, ripped trees, carried rocks, debris, all of that, as you can imagine. And then you had people that were injured. 203 people were injured as of Sunday night. 178 missing, believed missing. They're trying to reunite families and figure all of that out. State of emergency on Saturday. Death toll will probably rise. It's all speculation. Now, I listened to one man describe that he was sleeping with his wife and his seven-month-old baby when he was awakened by the sound of the neighbors banging on his door. He grabbed his family and just started running. Ran up, a small mountain. And you could hear people crying in panic, in that panic mode. And so he got up. He said there's no time for anything. They just moved. He got up, huddled with about two dozen people. There was rocks, trees, all that, just whipping through their neighborhood. And they waited until daylight, and then the military was there, helped them down. So it was, there was nothing left, but their lives were there. So their lives were saved thanks to their neighbors and to immediately reacting. It's that good lesson that we talk about with emergency preparedness in a different way, not comparing anything that happens to any of us to this horrible tragedy in Colombia. But you never think it can happen to you, no matter where you live. And it was great that they just jumped in and moved. You got to move quickly, and that's what they did. As fast as you can. And the flooded rivers, when they're flooded. So they overflow, and then that's exactly what happens. And people trying to look for in-laws, people looking for kids, is very sad to see. To see the crisis, to see those people with, under the mud, and they think there's many, many more people because it's such chaos now. And this avalanche, this accumulated rainfall in one night, half of the amount they normally get in the entire month of March. And this is the rainy season just beginning there. This is just beginning. Now, if you go back to 1985, about 25,000 people were killed when a volcano erupted, and then there was mud and debris that just buried one of the towns. Armero was just buried in it. It's known as one of the worst natural disasters, certainly in Colombian history. And they've been through this before, but it was a sad sight to see that. I have to say and looking at it. A couple of quick hits, and I even got some emails actually on this from a few people later in the day, at the late part of the day of the weekend. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, is in Iraq. That's what he's doing. He is apparently traveling with Marine General Joe Dunford, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It wasn't announced in advance, so there was no info on the purpose of the trip. But, of course, the president has entrusted Kushner to be in the role of even peace envoy to the Middle East. So you got about 275 soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division that have been ordered to deploy to northern Iraq as the military is stepping up efforts to get the city of Mosul from ISIS. I mean, this is what the end game is now, to try to make that happen. So I'm sure part of that is he's on hand to monitor, to see what's happening, to get a bird's eye view of it, I suppose, is the best way to say that. So there was some reaction, and others that are, this is the position he's in. So he's the leader, and he can send who he wants. And if he's officially in that spot, then there is leverage there certainly to do that. Also, a couple of other quick ones for you that include this, the fact that we've had our own storms here in other parts of the United States. So while what happened with Columbia was a severe storm, we had severe storms in Louisiana and in Texas. And Sunday was a strange day for me. I woke up and it was, boy, it felt like a tornado was flying through. And in Louisiana, a suspected tornado actually flipped a mobile home off its foundation. A mother and her three-year-old daughter sadly were killed. And there were a bunch of homes and businesses that were destroyed in Texas. You had parts of Arkansas, some of you listening to us there, some of you listening in the great state of Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about with these high winds and the threat of tornadoes and thunderstorms and large hail and flash flooding and all of that. And then more of this is coming to Alabama on Monday. So remember that thing about being prepared for those strong winds and you know, what can happen there. And I've seen some unbelievable things not too far from my home, actually, where a couple of roofs were just ripped right off the top of houses. Wow. Straight line winds from earlier in the week. Actually, last week, baseball size hail. Just insane. And when you say baseball size hail, imagine that smashing into your car and smashing into your house and just depending on the angle and where you live, how badly you suffer from that. And it was what I saw not too far from me was pretty bad. There were some flooding. There certainly was some flooding, and it was a lot of rain in a very short amount of time. So just like in Columbia, again, an incredibly sad situation there. And because of where they were and because of the rivers bursting, that was the thing that really, really took that area down. Once the rivers overflow, that's when the disaster can strike even more in the low-lying areas. Not enough time to react. Simply not enough time, and then you're stuck. Stuck trying so hard to get your way out of that, and you can't. You just can't do it. Here's one last one for you as we kind of zig and zag in a couple of these different directions. We've been talking about Gorsuch and the nomination. Are we going to have this Supreme Court judge, a third Democratic senator, announcing his support for President Trump's Supreme Court pick? So how about that? The senator, Joe Donnelly of Indiana. He's among a group of 10 Democratic senators who represent states that voted for Trump, who are up for re-election in 2018. So there you go. I think he's going to go through. I don't think they're going to have enough to do that whole filibuster thing. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's not an indie hammered knife. It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.